Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts, used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Yes, the message from Rosemary was one of the best parts. She really gets me. We're, what do you call it? Kindred spirits.
Wait, what did she say?
Did you not even watch the film you made for me, Benjamin?
No, I did. I just... She finished it up for me while I was out on a date with Hallie last night, so... She must have slipped it in without me noticing.
She's a clever one, that one.
Yeah, she is.
What's wrong with you, Ben?
Oh, nothing.
Don't make me come down there.
Don't.
I'm on my way.
See, don't. Seriously.
Well, spill. And don't lie to me. I'm too old and I don't have time for it.
You're not old.
That's my line, Benjamin.
Okay, fine. I'm struggling because I think I might be in love with Rosemary.
Well, obviously.
Obviously, what do you mean?
It's obvious, Benjamin. You're both gaga over each other. You might drive each other crazy every now and then, but there's a lot of care there. I see it.
But she's all wrong for me, right? I mean, she wants a career, and she's going to London, and I want a family, and I want to settle down, and I...
And why can't both exist?
Look, I'm ready now, and she's not, right? I mean, isn't that kind of an insurmountable difference?
Only if you make it one. Relationships are full of compromise, Benjamin. If you ever want to be in one that works, you better learn that now.
See, what if she's the right person at the wrong time?
No such thing. Love supersedes timing. You want her? You love her?
I think so.
Wrong answer. If she walked out that door tomorrow and moved to London, how would you feel?
I'd feel devastated. Empty.
I know you want me to meet your kids more than anything. I do, son. But I'd much rather risk never meeting them than risk never seeing you with the woman you're supposed to be with. You love her, Ben. Quit talking to me and go do something about it.
But what if she doesn't love me back?
Well, win her back. Do what I did for your grandma all those years ago. Women can never say no to a perfectly cooked filet mignon.
Filet mignon, cut it.
Okay, you may need to order Postmates. Your generation is useless in the kitchen.
Remember, she's a vegetarian.
Don't worry. You'll compromise on that in time, too.
I love you, C.
I love you, too. Even when you're a dumb little idiot. Go get that girl!
I just had the kids talk with Ian.
Whoa, serious?
He wants them, but he's not insane about it like Ben.
Who is?
Yeah, Ian said he wants one before he's 40, and that's his timeline. And he's 35, so that feels reasonable.
Your kids are gonna have adorable little accents. Jealous already.
Oh my gosh, wait, did I tell you Ben's crazy best friend and his girlfriend are pregnant?
The one who lives above the jazz club?
Yes.
That's gonna change.
I said the same thing. I think it's thrown Ben for a loop, though. He was taking comfort in the fact that at least he had his shit together more than Lewis did, and now...
Oh.
Of course not. We haven't even spoken properly in ages. My feelings are still hurt, and I put so much effort into that film for Seymour, and he's barely even said thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, Seymour appreciated it, though. Like, you two can be friends even if you never speak to Ben after you move out.
At this point, that feels likely.
When are you seeing Ian again?
Tomorrow, we are going to do that, like, new Netflix party thing where you watch a show together.
Fun! Dating during the pandemic isn't that bad.
You're hysterical, Marley. Oh, crap. I hear Ben fiddling with the key. At this, I don't want to have confrontation. I'm going to pretend like I'm asleep.
You're ridiculous. Okay, good night, Rosemary.
Rosemary! Asleep already?
Seymour, you inspire me to chase after the person I want to be. You've never let life hold you back, not age or location or anything. And you've proved that you can have it all, a family, a career, and even a great love, too.
The client wants new mock-ups now, after we've already done two rounds? Are they paying, or do they just, like, want it for free?
Rosemary.
What? Like, we're artists, Brian. We can't allow ourselves to be taken advantage of. Ain't there a bank, for God's sakes? They can't afford to pay us for, like, another round of logos?
I hear you. I think it's a delicate situation. They're a big account. Oh, hi, Ben.
Hi. Sorry, Rosemary. I didn't mean to...
I know. It's fine.
How's the roommate situation going?
I'd say better since there's an end in sight. Which brings me back to my point. We can't let our artistic talents be taken advantage of. Say it with me now, Brian.
What am I going to do without you, Rosemary?
Invoice clients. That's what. I'll call you from London just to remind you.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, holy shit.
Yellow.
Lewis, we got the grant.
What?
The Skylight Foundation grant we applied to, they chose us. 15K to start our film.
Holy shit, man.
That's what I said.
This changes everything.
I know, it's a real film now. We could start working on a production schedule, see if we can get on people's calendars. Maybe we could do outdoor interviews over the summer, 6 feet apart.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And I know I owe you note. And I'm sorry for the delay. It's just things have been, like, a little chaotic over here. It's like Laura's throwing up constantly, and she's always, like, talking about, like, pickles and shrimp together. And, like, that makes me, like, want to throw up because I don't like either of those things, but that's all she wants to eat, and it's, like, it's stressful over here, man.
Lewis, I've been meaning to say, I'm just so damn proud of you, man.
Oh, man. Dude, it means so much to hear you say that, man. Because it's like, I know it's tough on you, you know?
No, it isn't tough on me, really. It's wonderful. It is the best possible news I could ever have in a time like this.
Sorry, it's like this whole fatherhood thing. It's like, it's making me a softie, you know?
I rubbed off on you. You're gonna be a great dad.
And look, Laura and I have a question we wanted to ask you.
Don't worry about it. You can name the baby after me.
No. Ben, will you be their godfather?
Are you serious?
Yes, dude. Yes, you're my oldest friend. It would just mean a lot to us, to me, to know that my child is, like, partially yours, too. Why am I crying again?
Of course. What's her due date, anyway?
December 12th.
Wow. Really took advantage of that whole quarantine thing, huh?
Dude. Oh, I've been meaning to ask you. How'd the conversation go with Rosemary?
Yeah, I haven't actually gotten around to it yet.
What?
I know. I haven't found my chance. I talked to Seymour about it last night. I was shouting on the street. And then I ran to tell her as soon as I got home, and she was already asleep. And then she's been working all day, so I just can't quite interrupt her when she's on Zoom to declare my undying love.
Fair point.
And I think that I need to talk to Hallie first.
What are you going to say?
I'm just going to be honest.
Yes! That's the energy, man.
Well, wish me luck, Lewis. I'll see you on the other side.
I love you, man.
Why are you barricaded in your room? I thought things were better.
They are. He keeps acting weird, like he's trying to gather up the courage to finally kick me out or something.
You have a flight to London. Who cares?
I do. I just... Oh, hold on. I can hear him talking to Hallie in the living room. Ugh, I truly cannot wait to get out of here.
Stop eavesdropping, Rosemary. You're only hurting your feelings further.
Are you breaking up with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. You're amazing, Hallie. You're smart and driven and loving all at the same time, but I feel like my heart's not in it.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Is it Rosemary? I knew it. I can't believe you lied to me. You gaslit me. I asked you point blank if it was over between you two, and you lied to me.
I don't know what to say. It was over.
I asked you point blank if it was over between you two, and you lied to me.
I don't know what to say. Look, it was over, I promise.
I'm sorry. God, I am so stupid for believing you. I can't believe I let myself fall for another selfish asshole.
Oh, shit, Marley.
Oh my God, what's happening? Is he proposing?
The opposite.
What?
He's into me. He wants to be with me.
Ben?
Yes, Marley, keep up.
But wait, what about Ian?
What about Ian? Who knows when I'm ever going to London anyways?
Okay, that's fair.
Marley, I'm going for it. I'll talk to you later.
Alright. Is it cool if I hit up Ian?
I'm sorry, Hallie. I never meant to hurt you. Rosemary, she's all wrong.
If she's all wrong for you, why are you breaking up with me to be with her?
Honestly, I've been asking myself the same question all day.
That doesn't make me feel better.
I'm sorry. Hallie, I swear to you, I really saw potential with us. I wanted it to work, but it's just something...
Ben, I think you should go tell her.
You're right. Bye, Hallie. Rosemary, you're home.
Hi, sorry, I...
Did you hear all of that?
I heard enough.
Okay, so... What do you say?
I don't know what it... What do you say, Ben?
You're never gonna make it easy. Rosemary, as you well know, I think we're totally wrong for each other. You are a pain in the ass. You challenge me on everything. You never let me order what I want on Postmates. You are relentless. And I love it. I can't imagine my life without you. You make me think differently, bigger, bolder. You see beauty in things I miss. You give people chances when I judge them too quickly, and I love that about you. I love you. I know it might be too late, and I know you're building a new life. You've met Ian. You're going off to do something amazing, but I realize I'd never be able to live with myself if I let you go without telling you how I really feel.
I can't imagine my life without you either. I really think you and Seymour are so close because you basically are the same person, like a 90-year-old stuck in a 38-year-old body.
So what you're saying is you really would rather be with Seymour.
No, I'm saying I love that about you too. I love you. You're unique and intelligent and stubborn, and but you fight for the things you care about, even when it hurts you.
I'm sorry it took me so long to realize it. I'm sorry for rejecting you when you told me how you felt, and I think I was just scared. I'm scared.
Let's just enjoy this.
I'm ready to compromise.
You can never just be in a moment, huh?
Is that one of the things you love about me?
Yeah, I think it is. Anyway, who knows when London's happening, the way things are going with coronavirus, and it might be a while.
Right. But I still want you to go. You have to chase your dreams, right? Maybe just let me come along for the ride?
Of course, I would love that.
And I don't need a timeline on kids. I just need to know that you want to be with me. I'll be patient when we figure it out.
I feel like you're a whole new person.
You know what they say about unprecedented times.
They lead to unprecedented outcomes?
Exactly.
Hey, Seymour, look out the window!
What's going on? Did you make me another birthday video?
No, guess what?
Hey, we're in love!
What in God's name are you telling me for? I knew before both of you did.
Yeah.
Ah, what are grandpas for?
From Vogue, The Run-Through.
A new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Sean Hayes here. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down with not one, not two, but three presidents of the United States on our recent episode of Smartless. That's because President Biden, the returning guest, brought two of his favorite pals, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, all joined us for unforgettable conversation. It's a historic episode of Smartless as we pry into the minds of these remarkable leaders. We'll cover everything from their time in office, America's responsibilities in the world, and their personal passions in an episode full of some candid stories, insightful perspectives, and a few surprises along the way. Whether you're a political junkie or just curious about the inner workings of the Oval Office, this episode is a must listen. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to hear from three of the most influential figures in recent American history. Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.